And it's a great Wednesday if you're a stoner. Big things happened yesterday. Delaware House lawmakers, they approved the decriminalization of marijuana. All right.
So what is that? So just fill us in on what that actually means. All right.
So what happens is simple marijuana possession. And if you're an adult,
okay,
you'll get a fine instead of getting arrested and court and all that.
All right, okay.
You just get a fine. So if you have like just a little bit, you get pulled over for a moving violation. You know, you're driving, you get a traffic violation or whatever it is.
Okay.
You won't go to jail because you have marijuana on you.
Okay.
But that's only for people over the age of 18.
Okay.
If you're under the age of 18, you're still going to face criminal penalties.
Okay. So if you just say you got pulled over on a routine traffic stop and you've got enough weed on you to make, say, like a couple of cigarettes, you're just going to get a fine for that, yes?
Well, it depends. If you're, I don't know the amounts.
Okay.
I don't know the amounts.
Okay.
But if there's like a cutoff, because what if you have like a pound? Like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine, and if somebody 424-1234, if you have that much, intent to distribute has to be.
Well, that's what made me ask, like, you know.
I don't know. That wasn't in the article that I read.
You got a whole trunk
so,
full.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's just for me. If you're under 18, you will still face criminal penalties. People between 18 and 21 would face criminal penalties if they're on their second arrest.
Okay.
Like if they find it the second time, which that seems stupid to me.
Because if that's something that you do, maybe you might only just smoke one joint a day. Like if you get pulled over by, say, the cops, for argument's sake, and they find a joint on you and they pull you over 3 or 4 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Do you get arrested for that?
So here it is. So it's a $100 civil fine on adults found with up to 1 ounce of marijuana on them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So or those found using the drug privately. You can still get, it'll still get confiscated.
Okay.
Which if you're a cop, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'll take that. And then selling marijuana is still a criminal offense.
Right.
Smoking in a moving vehicle is criminal.
Yeah.
Smoking in a park or sidewalk or other public places, criminal.
So you basically just do it and do it at home.
Yes, be over 21 and don't get arrested for it twice.
Okay.
There's a lot of stipulations. Usually, if you're not an adult, if you're 18 or under, if you're under 18, you don't face as harsh of a repercussion or a consequence.
Yeah. It's not too black and white that. There's a lot of... you can do this, but don't do this. But if you do that, you can't do that.
That's a loophole for approving it, but not approving it. Try me.
But there should be a lot more happier people floating around Delaware now, though.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
You'll see me walking down 13.
Yeah, bro. jogging along with your Bob Marley playing and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything's all good in the world.
All those white kids who just bought their first Bob Marley CD. Be happy. They can go to Spencer's and get those glow-in-the-dark weed beads for their door to their closet.
But at least there'll be some more happy people in Delaware. So at least it's got a plus as far as that's concerned,
I guess.
They
should put rules in there like if you live in a cornfield, just get high. Who cares?
Yeah, because you used to live in the barn, you'd be okay there.
Oh, my God. What else would I have done?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. If you live in a cornfield, you get high. You don't want to walk to the street. Like, I'm not going to go anywhere.
No, you're just gonna be there and that's it.
All I would do is get stuck on my phone trying to figure out what food I want to order. So I want to chance anybody knowing where I live.